All right. What's up, guys? Fuck. Been a long time. Sorry to swear right off the gate, but I think I have to. Been too long trying to come back on the podcast. Just been kind of depressed, you know. Kind of going with the Yankee tone, but guess what? We're back today, and we got the video going on YouTube, so check us out on there. YouTube link will be in the description. And, sorry for the long hiatus, but yeah, we're back at her. Cheers. Date today is actually, who cares? Because we're not doing that anymore. We're not consistent enough to be doing that. So yeah, just a good day here, you know, in local Kitchener-Waterloo. I will say that. K-Mac here, you know, Keenan Mac, what's co-host saying tonight? How are you doing?
Boo. You're going to edit some of this out, eh? We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, we'll talk to the editor about that.
All right, I'll get our team on it. Yeah. Team's been kind of slacking lately, I think, a little bit. Did I just pick my nose on air there?
Low.
Pick it again just to make sure.
We don't pay the team much, so what can you do?
Nobody gets paid what they're worth anymore. Oh, yeah.
Actually, you know what? We're actually looking for an internship, so somebody wants to come on an internship and do some editing for us, and that'd be great, you know? We're always looking. Actually, you know, this is actually sponsored by Oakley's, guys. Go get your new pair of Oakley's. Thanks,
they have a
Oakley's
belly there.
Sponsoring this video, great to get our first sponsor. If you're looking at the YouTube video, you can see the new custom Garage Talk Oakley shades, now available at oakleys.com. Use Go Yankees for 50% off. Yeah, so thanks Oakley's for sponsoring.
Oh yeah, and
Sleeman's
is clearly sponsoring, and I'd like to thank the bar in New York, Caregers New York, for sponsoring us, giving us this free glass. They said, thank you for the shitty meal you served us. Actually, the meal wasn't bad. The server was just an asshole. But they let us take this glass with us. Thank you, Caregers New York City.
That's funny. Should we put a poll out? Say, guys, let's be honest. Is this a trade secret or what? Like, when you go to a bar, like a shit scum bar, and they serve you a pitcher, but it's a real nice glass. Like a nice, you know, got the handle on the side.
Oh, it's got to come home with you. They know it's going home with you. It's a souvenir. They know that.
They do. How do they not? They know you served it in that. Maybe we'll try to do a poll. See how many people. And we'll see. Maybe let's see. Post some pictures. Maybe this might be a future talking. But like if we have enough fans, post some pictures. Like that'd be cool. See who has the nicest bar collected, like beer pint glass, right? Or what would you call it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you can't buy them, right? It's not something you could buy. So, but, anyways, let's get into some of the sports talk. Just one thing I wanted to bring up out of this week. You know who won NBA Finals? Denver Nuggets. Local born Kyler Murray. News comes out this week that, don't you know, Larry O'Brien Trophy is not coming to Kitchener-Waterloo, and it's not coming over the border. Mr. Cue Ball Egghead over on the other side of the border, Adam Silver, said no, he's not letting the golden trophy go across the border. Are you kidding me? That is the biggest joke. Especially because not like he's
why,
a
though,
bench.
What's his reasons? Like, what's his, like, what do you say? Why? Why isn't he, like, come across the board? Is he worried about it getting stolen? Or is, like, it's going to be tarnished? Or what? Like, what's.
I don't. We're not that big of a basketball show. So if somebody could tell me, that would be great.
Is he,
but
he obviously doesn't understand this market then. He doesn't understand how big NBA is in the Southern Ontario, for sure. He is totally underestimated. Raptors are as huge as. Honestly, the Raptors. I don't know. They're pretty close. I would say not as much as the hockey team, the Leafs, but I mean this. The Blue Jays are huge, but the Raptors are huge.
Huge.
And yeah. Like, if he doesn't think that they're a huge market here, he's insane. All these young, you know how many young kids I see? The thing about the kids
from that championship.
After that Raptors championship that I see walking around, the teenagers, like I'm saying, 11 to 15-year-old boys. I'd say it's rare, not rare, but I say, and we're living in a hockey community. We're living in a true hockey community where we are. We never want to give away our exact location. Who cares anyways, but no, we don't.
The people but we love live in a, they love when they want to be relatable too, so
yeah,
we're not going to hide in
true,
the shadow anymore.
True hockey community. But the amount of Raptors hats out there, Raptors jerseys that I see compared to like Leafs and Blue Jays, it's pretty close, if not even more at some points with the
like you go 10 and
under, 10 and under, 10-year-olds and under, Raptor jerseys, more than Blue Jays.
Well
I'm telling you right now, more than Blue Jays.
And I don't mean to sound like bad or anything, but Canada, we're...
Sorry, pressed the wrong button on the mic, but
it's all recording there, isn't it? Our voice is on there?
Yeah, we're good.
The voice is on. Let's make sure.
Okay, editor, excuse me. We just got to check base with the editor here. That's what I'm saying, guys. We need a new intern. Anybody, let us know. Intern, trying to do a radio show, whatever, Conestoga College, Western, whatever.
Our engineering department is in need of an upgrade.
For sure. But what were you saying again?
About the jerseys, the amount of how popular
basketball is. Right. I would like to see the numbers there. I would really like to see the numbers there. And Canada, especially Ontario, is such a diverse community. Look at the FIBA World Cup, the basketball right now, how deep Canada went with their team. Even the young kid.
Wasn't it semifinals?
Yeah.
Beat the state.
Young Gilgeous Alexander from Toronto. Like, so many guys. There's plenty more. RJ Barrett. Like, all coming up, right? And it's... I'm sorry. I don't want to split it like this, but in the community that I live in, that where it's hockey heavy, where they're trying to put more money into a rink than they are a basketball court... Kyler Murray, RJ Barrett, and what's the guy I just said?
I don't know.
Yo, Gilgeous Alexander. Yeah. They're not putting skates on and going to the rink. Okay.
They can't. Okay, I can tell you the truth right now, especially right now.
Well, that's why basketball's cool, because all you need is a ball and a hoop. That's why it's blown up since we won.
This prediction here right now, it's obvious, it's right in front of us. Basketball, English football, our soccer, basketball and soccer, as we know it, are going to take off like crazy, because as parents, you can't afford to put your kids in hockey. You can't afford to put them in,
well, guys,
maybe baseball, but you can't afford to put them in future baseball programs. You just can't afford it. So
the price of housing and everything, I agree. But guys, we're tuned in on every level. How about this little hot take for the Toronto Raptors? Okay, if you're a fan and you just watched the previous championship, you went downtown in Toronto.
Previous?
Right now?
2 years ago.
I'm telling you, yeah, okay, you might have been in the dark for the past 3 years, just like I was. I went downtown. I was there for the celebration, everything. Went there, was there for game 4. Amazing atmosphere. Past 3 years has been rough, but now I'm telling you, now it's time to tune in. Raptors are looking at Damian Lillard, one of the best players in the league.
Only takes one player in the NBA. That's it.
And you have, if they sign Dame, if we sign Dame, we're winning the championship next year. So get locked in now so you don't get called a bandwagoner in a couple months, because I'm telling you, Raps this year if they sign Dame. But if not, they're a tank team. But Listen, we're not an NBA show. Right, we're now talking too much about the NBA. But I would like to see the Larry O'Brien trophy, so I apologize. Right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm not a basketball fan. I just don't have the time to watch it. However, I'm a fan.
The squeaking. The squeaking is so annoying. You can't look. You can't watch it.
I have my reasons why I don't like watching it, but it's not like other sports. However, I'm a Raptors fan, and I like when the community comes together. I like that. It feels good. And what I do like about the Raptor fans is, the Raptor communities, they're unaccepting of bad seasons. They're pissed off, and they voice their opinion. Raptors fans are not happy with the way the last couple seasons have gone. After that championship, that's what they expect, a championship every year, and I fucking love that. I love that they expect the championship or bust mentality. I don't like this, let's get into the playoffs. Well, that was a successful year. That was very successful. We just got into the playoffs. No Leaf fans, no Blue Jays fans.
Funny
that's
you
bullshit.
Say that. That's why
shit.
I'm in on the Raptors, and Raptors have been, because it's a different fan culture than the Leafs.
It is. Raptors fan culture is, let's get in it to win it.
Absolutely.
And if they're not winning, then the fans are like, get pissed off. Fuck you. We're out. We're not watching. We're not going to the games.
You know who I think started that? Tell me if I'm wrong. Vince Carter. He was that dog. I know he didn't win a championship, but he was that kind of, he had that mentality.
When
he came to Toronto and he said, this is, real franchise, and he put the fucking Raptors on the market.
Yeah. Vince Sanity brought a whole new thing going on. And he was like, if you guys aren't going to build a team around me to win, I'm out. I got to go somewhere to win.
Well, we went back in the Bosch days. We watched Chris Bosch. They lost to the, who was it? The Warriors? Were they Golden
State Warriors?
You know
what?
Warriors,
I honestly don't remember.
Was it
really?
Orange logo.
I can't even remember who was playing for the
Warriors.
Yeah.
But I think it was.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Remember.
That's a hilarious
thing,
too.
The Bobcats?
No, I don't remember.
However, it was a team that's
just quickly.
We're spending too much time. I already said that.
Who cares? Even back then, going to that, it wasn't the first couple seasons. It was around, 2010 or something like that, when the Raptors were getting good.
Yeah, with Chris Bosh and them,
after? Just around then. I forget the exact season, whatever. But going to the game. Going to the game is an actual experience. A basketball NBA game is an actual experience. It's actually really entertaining and fun. Not just what's on the court, but they make the whole thing a lot of fun. Nonstop.
Whole different stadium.
Nonstop. It's the people that go to these games
that make it. Toronto plays there, right? This year, right?
It's the same thing. Yeah. But it's the experience of the people that go there are there to have an experience too. You go to a Leaf game. Boring on every level.
Mm-hmm.
Boring, boring, boring on every level. The people that are there are just there to sit. I don't know. You have to go to both to explain it. But the people that go to the Raptors games are there to have fun, having a great time.
That's probably
it's nonstop.
Price.
It's all
because you can get a Raptors ticket for $20.
Yeah, that probably is part of it. But you go to a Leaf game, and it's quiet, boring. And maybe they cheer when the Leafs get a goal. Maybe they do. But it's boring as hell. You
probably
can't see shit.
Well, we're local, and do I have any desire to ever go to a Leaf game, even if Detroit's playing?
It's ridiculous.
I don't, because it's such a ripoff. It's $350 for a ticket, and then, so you get your ticket, then you got
to
pay for
that's not my point
alcohol.
That I was trying to make, I was just trying to make the point of the experience of going to a game that's fun for some viewers. And it's a different kind of – I'm going back to what you said about the culture of basketball and going to watching the game as a basketball fan. The culture of the Raptors fans is crazy, blows the Leaf fans away. Leaf fans are boring. And at the same level, the Raptors fans demand a winning team, a championship team. And Leaf fans are just like, great, we won the game. Okay, I'll pay $700 for a fucking ticket to come to this game. Losers.
Yeah, it's a joke. It is, really.
Anyways, when's the NFL predictions come on? Oh, tomorrow.
Oh, should we get in the NFL?
I think we got to talk Liverpool for a sec.
Do you want to? Should we bring in the specialist?
No, not yet. Do you segue all the way from NBA into... See, the script isn't set here for us. We're not following the script, are we? Maybe we should get a script.
Oh, my God. Well, our
Our writing team is letting us down right now.
I told you guys we're hiring an intern. Okay.
Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to just talk quick a little bit of football, and we'll see if we need to bring in a specialist.
It's whatever, okay? Tomorrow, NFL, what week?
Let's review today's
week
games.
Week, what NFL? Talk a little bit of that later.
Manchester shitty. Got lucky with two early goals against Nottingham Forest. And Nottingham Forest held them off, although they got a red card too. So City, I believe, was playing down. Luton, Wolverhampton, 1-1. Drew, that was predictable, honestly. I had Fulham to beat Crystal Palace, so they drew 0-0. And Everton came up with a big, important win for them early. 3-1 win over Brentford.
They finished with three goals.
Yeah, they did.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's huge for them, though, because it takes them out of the basement for right now, and they need a couple more wins to keep out of the basement. Everton's, like, the longest-running team in the Premiership right now.
What's the Toffees?
Yes.
That's what. I can't see them scoring three goals.
They did.
Wow,
yeah.
Good for them today.
Who
honestly
scored three goals for
them? I have a soft spot for them. Our insider would hate me saying that, but.
Oh, family.
We have guys too. We have family a special guest coming tickets tonight. Straight from Blackpool, overseas, England. Our special guest analyst, Liverpool, coming in for some great
and
insights
Burnley
on the game
lost
tomorrow.
1-0 to Manchester United. Let's see if it was probably a penalty goal or something.
What's our insider's name?
Extra time goal.
Shazmack? No. We gotta confirm that with our special guest analysis, Liverpool analysis, but we'll have a radio name for you guys coming up soon.
So West Ham.
And actually, it'll be the first time our special guest will ever be on camera.
If there's an appearance, we're not sure yet. There's no guarantee in that.
No, I've already talked to her. I've already talked. She has special stats, insiders, hot takes already ready to go. So
this is what I like
funny
to look
we're
at.
Only about bullshit talking into this, and we're already asking for our insiders. So,
tomorrow's matchup features referee Chris Kavanagh.
What matches do we got for tomorrow?
Liverpool
is
playing.
West Ham.
So we're reviewing that quickly right now. Chris Kavanagh is a referee. Linesman number one is Matthew Wilkes. Linesman number two is Mark Scholes. Hopefully, he's not related to the Scholes that played for Man United.
I hope so. Is it spelled the same?
Yeah, it is spelled the same actually. So that's a bit
foxy.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Chris Kavanagh, he's pretty fair. He's pretty, I think he's a young referee, so that's good.
I've heard, I think he does fair. He's fair.
Won't be any shitty games there. Then you got Chelsea, Aston Villa. And, you know, if you're looking at odds, you're going to bet. I'm going to tell you, Aston Villa is going to give them a run for their money. It's just, Chelsea's not that good defensively. The goaltending is suspect.
Let me pull out my card.
They really don't have a big threat up front. They have some attackers. Like every team has attackers.
Say that again.
Chelsea, Aston Villa.
Yeah. What were you saying?
I don't understand why Chelsea. They're at home, but they're so Villa's a London team as well. So like, what's the big deal? The Chelsea's at home. They have two wins and two draws, only one win, two draws and two losses. And Villa has three wins, no draws and two losses. And they're seventh in the league. So why is Chelsea favored by so much? It's stupid. That's like a ridiculous, like, if I'm a betting man, I'm all over that.
Let me see the live odds here. I'm trying to pull it up. Dude, Bet365, guys, best lines, but the app is garbage. Like, every time you open it up, it crashes on you. You have to reload it again.
Oh, it's already gone down huge this afternoon. Yeah, everybody's betting on Villa now.
Oh, there must be a problem. Yeah, there's a problem with the lines coming in right
now. Oh, my God.
I just had to load. Somebody just laid major.
Hammered on Villa.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, Arsenal, Tottenham. That's what you said. So right now we're on Chelsea Villa. Oh, yeah. So 280 Villa. Oh, there's a lot of money coming down because, guys, My card right now, I got Villa at 300.
This happened last half an hour.
300 about an hour ago.
Yeah.
And Villa's at 280 right now.
Yeah. What?
It was at the four. Line doesn't move that fast in an hour. That's, you only see that like in UFC, guys, when somebody comes in the last hour before a fight and like a Drake and comes in and puts 250.
Shit, I should have bet there.
So.
Well, that's just yeah. Happened.
You guys want to hear my card?
That just, that's Villa. Fucking phenomenal. That just fucking happened.
And then we have a draw at Brighton and Bournemouth. Okay? That's plus 280 and plus 425. The draw is kind of a stretch, but guys, this is a major insider. I'm telling you, put money on it. This is a great card. Even if you lose, it's worth it.
What's the over-under goals for Liverpool?
That's a good
This is what I'm going to tell you right now.
$50 though pays out... $1,020.
This is how this game goes. This is how you bet tomorrow morning. You play those ones that you just said, and then you go into
just two.
You go into Liverpool game and you bet the live odds.
Even if you lose,
if Liverpool scores early, then West Ham's going to be pressed because West Ham actually thinks they can win this game and they really want to win this game, so they're going to press hard. And then the Liverpool's going to come back with a counter and get two or three goals and go up like three goals at least.
Yeah,
I'm saying it's going to end up like 100%, guys. Nothing or 3 or 4-1 Liverpool. If they get the first goal.
I'm telling you, I'm doing this exact thing.
I don't know.
If I lose on my card here early, then and Liverpool goes up early, I'm putting props on Darwin Nunez to score a goal.
It'll open up in a hurry, and that's what Liverpool is. They're
even if he's not on the field, he'll get subbed in and he's
gonna score. Liverpool's attack right now is just fucking deadly. And if you don't know that, you're going to see it tomorrow. West Ham's going to see it tomorrow. They're thinking that it's not because they're going to key on Mo Salah. And the thing is, right now, you key on Salah. I'm a Liverpool fan, obviously. But if you look at, you key on Salah and you shut down Salah, then he just passes it off to the wide open Nunez or Diaz. One of them is going to be open. You have two people covering. This is why it's so beautiful to be a Liverpool fan right now. The Solbaska, whatever his freaking name is, I still can't pronounce it. It's so good at getting the
midfielder
transition the ball up to these guys. It's beautiful to watch.
He's
getting the ball
masterful.
Up. Yeah, he gets the ball to the right open guy, and when that guy's open, then that draws the defenders over.
Gerard's looking at this guy like, yeah, he deserves 8.
And immediately, as soon as Salah gets the ball, he draws an extra defender over, which means that Diaz is wide open. That means that Nunez is wide open. Or even Jota. Let's not forget about him if he's healthy and he's in the game. And Jota's wide open. Each one of these guys, one touch it in the net. So West Ham has to get out in front. They have to get out. They're not going to. But their only chance is to get out. Like, they don't have, let's face it, they don't have a chance.
But, okay, this is my question.
It's going to be a good run for Liverpool. It is going to be a good little run for Liverpool. We're going to beat West Ham tomorrow, 3-0, 3-1 at their best. 3-1 if somebody in the back makes a mistake, but I think Virgil's back in the game tomorrow, and he's going to be dying to play fucking solid game. I'm pretty sure he's back tomorrow, yeah.
Virgil's back.
I'm not sure, though. Maybe this is the second game that he's missing. I'm getting confused with the Europa games. Has it been 2 games since his suspension already? You know what? We should know that. We should know that already, but I'm not sure.
That's why we have the specialist. Specialists will come in.
Yeah, specialists. We need to call in a specialist. How do we get specialists in?
But no. Just before the specialist comes in, I just might go for... we're going to go grab a specialist, but...
How do we...
This is my question for you.
We're going to go 1, 2, 3, pause.
No. When we want to pause, I'm going to say...
Well, like, oh, and then you can cut and you can edit it out.
Yeah, no. We're not going to edit nothing. We're going to say, hey... When we're ready to go to the washroom, we might need to go to the washroom. Guess what? That's your opportunity to go to the washroom, too. We're going to play a little advertisement. Fucking skip through it. I think, actually, I'm going to play you one of my homemade personal beats, like whatever. Let me know if you like it.
Sorry about that.
You can get it for free.
I apologize for the...
You know, we're just going to let it run raw, guys. We're here. We're here for a good time.
Okay, not and then I want, let's just time. Go for a quick break. We're not talking like a 15. We're talking like a 2-minute break here. Let's just go do the 2-minute break and come back.
That's what I'm saying. Quick okay. wash and break. That's and same for the viewers. Game. Wash and break. You want to go?
Pause. And then I want to talk.
You don't have to pause it. Just let tape run. Okay.
And then we'll come back and we'll do this stuff. Maybe a special guest will come in quickly, and then we'll go over to NFL games tomorrow.
Yeah,
because sure. I we'll actually talk, haven't we'll gone over them yet. Over I want to go over them kind of with you, anyways. So sure. we'll just that would be completely raw.
Maybe, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll just go over them completely raw. I haven't even looked at because usually Pat McAfee he released his odds yesterday. I haven't even looked at that, so that's going to be completely gut feeling raw. So, anyways, before we go on this break, I just want to ask you a quick question, like.
Over here, I'm here. Go ahead.
You here? Yeah?
Here.
Okay. Do you think, like, because I'm getting older now, you know. Getting into Liverpool more, though. Do you think it's just the raw ability of the strikers up front, or do you think Jurgen Klopp is just a seriously next level, great, attack. He's not a very good defensive head coach, but when it comes to attacking, I've never seen a kind of coach that like kind of plans this. If he is behind this, or is just like Salah, Diaz, and Nunez and Jota just technically that good, you know?
Both. He is definitely an offensive minded.
And this might be a good Premiership coach. He's an expert.
Yeah, we'll ask her too. He. Since I've watched him with Liverpool team, it's attack first.
Right.
Attack first. Whereas most like Arsenal, Arsene Wenger, Manchester United, back in the day, Ferguson, they would be like defend, wait for your opportunity. Klopp is the opposite. He's like attack. Like, we're gonna attack them. Bully. Offensive, like, aggressive. Yeah. Let's go.
I love it.
If we score four, it's they score addicting. Two, we win. He'd rather do that than 1-0. He'd rather win 4-2.
Inject that shit into my veins.
Rather win 4-2 and 3-2 than win 1-0. Yes, attack, right. Attack, guys. We're coming. Keep going. Keep Full going. Force. Keep going.
All fucking yeah. game. Boom, boom, boom.
Get the ball.
Boom.
He's always like, go. Get it up. He's not like, he's never like, take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. Let's
making,
go. He's like, let's go. Let's go. Let's guy, go.
So it is. You think if it's a different coach,
you see, even
then the offense isn't as
potent. How many times, even from the back end, does the keeper Allison kick it all the way up? You know, a lot of times,
right, but is if that nothing's, Allison or is that Klopp saying, get it up?
You watch how many times Allison looks over and he'll do, Klopp's what do you want me to do? Go, just keep it down. And sometimes he'll look over and then he'll kick it up.
Go. Yeah.
Oh, it's I know people who don't watch regularly think like, oh, they're just booting it around. No, they have a plan. When Van Dijk
chess match.
When Van Dijk gets the ball sometimes, they're already in motion. I wish a lot more they would show the whole pitch. And so that you could see when Van Dijk gets the ball in the back. For example,
all the guys running that he doesn't pass to.
He's already running because they're all in this end. So he's already running. And then Van Dijk will kick the ball up. It's not like he just boots it up and hopefully.
That's why I hate so many Canadians. Yeah. They chirp about soccer. They have a plan. No fucking idea.
You see Van Dijk will get the ball and he'll yell something. He'll do something with his fingers like he's calling a play. This is what we're doing. We're doing this.
Right. If you like NFL or baseball, guys, every player on the pitch, when they have the ball in their hands, they're like the quarterback or the pitcher.
Right.
They pick out somebody.
People who don't watch the game don't understand that. Like when Van Dijk hits,
finesse after finesse.
This is the play we're doing
finesse.
Right now. We're doing like an NFL play. This is what we're doing right now. He's running this way, and this guy's running over here to draw this guy over here and draw this guy over here. So that when Salah runs over here,
yeah, awesome.
These players have already been drawn into the midfield, and Salah's alone. He's wide open. It's not. He just doesn't run. And nobody notices him.
Just kick it with his eyes closed.
He doesn't. Yeah, it's not, you know, you're watching and think, oh, Salah just got free.
So lucky.
No, they're all pulled. It's a plan.
It's a whole plan.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what people don't understand. They're all set. They're always all set plays. Every time that ball's kicked, not every time, but a lot of time, it's a set play. And you'll see them get mad. They'll say, Why didn't you go? You didn't move over. So that's why it didn't happen, because somebody didn't make their play. Somebody didn't make, it's like the NFL, somebody didn't make their move. They didn't make the right cut. They went the wrong way.
Exactly. And then people learn, oh, that was such a bad pass. So, I don't know.
Was a never a bad pass. It's just the guy ran into the wrong rope. He ran the wrong route. He was supposed to run to the sideline. He ran into the middle, and then it looks like a bad pass.
Well, when do they release the lineup? Do we have a starting lineup yet?
And they don't release it till tomorrow morning. They're not going to release it tonight so the other team can study it all night. Not a chance.
I guess.
They'll release it tonight, but that's not going to be the real lineup.
Oh, yeah, it says on here on Google, additional information will be available before the match. Well, it's before the match. So
all we got, guys, is we can tell you it's 9 a.m. and it's going to be 19 in Anfield. So, okay, we're going to go for a break. I'm going to play you some of my homemade beats. Let me know if you want them. They'll be for free, no royalties. Check her out. It'll be homemade on the xylophone, okay? So, yeah, check her out. Thanks for watching. Little break time. Go do what you want. Take a toke. Drink a beer. Smoke a cigarette. We'll be back in 2 minutes, all right? Thanks, guys. And I'm dying of fucking fart gases here, guys, so... Gotta go get maybe a Halls or a Fishman's Friend, so thanks. See you in a sec.
Check, 1, 2, check, check, check.
Okay, guys, just before the specialist comes in, I just want to say this little tidbit. This might be just a little Canadian. This is when you know, you think you're old, but you're still a young pup, okay? You think you know. I go outside, I put maybe, and I don't know if you guys want to hear this story, but I'm going to tell it. I put maybe 3 or 4 beers in the fridge for me and the co-host here about an hour ago, and then I go down and I look, oh yeah, still warm. So I go to maybe put them in the freezer, then look in the freezer, then the old dog co-host, oh sorry, maybe I shouldn't call him old dog, he's already got 3 or 4 in the freezer. And that's how you know you're just a junior and you think you know what you're doing and you just don't. So there's just a quick little life lesson for you. Just funny, you know. Okay, we'll bring in a special guest for Liverpool Talk here. Yeah.
If you want to pass the mic over to me, you got the hot mic. So
for what? Okay, we're doing gonna do the Sunday games with Shazmack here.
Okay. Welcome. Here, should we? Can I take this? Should I take it off? Do you want to hold it?
No,
it's fine.
Okay. Welcome, Shazmack. Long hiatus. Liverpool specialist. Here she is.
It's like specialist, but I'll give it a crack.
Well, straight from across, fresh off the boat.
Okay, well, let's wait for the Liverpool game. Let's go Chelsea, Aston Villa then first.
Well, Chelsea's shit right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And shit in the bed. Villa's got nothing to lose. Chelsea's got everything to play for.
Right.
But they keep shit in the bed.
Right.
So, I liked the money that Chelsea spent.
More than anybody. Ever.
The money that they've thrown at. And it's just like, usually the old saying is throw shit at the wall and see if it sticks. Right. It's not sticking.
It's not sticking this year, no.
No.
So right. Villa's going to take advantage of that.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah. Brighton and Bournemouth. Bournemouth is at Brighton. Brighton, my take on it was Brighton's coming in after an European loss, European.
Yeah, but isn't Brighton right behind the top four right now? Are they in fifth and West Ham's in sixth? No?
Brighton is you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Brighton's fifth.
Okay.
Brighton is fifth, and
Brighton should.
Bournemouth is doesn't have a win yet.
Well, it should be Bright. It should be Brighton's. We don't want it to be, but right. It should be. So all I'd say right. Brighton on that one.
What? You listen to me too much, Keenan? Yeah.
Why? What did Dad say?
Continue.
We'll, okay.
We'll, he's going to change his bets. He bet on
we'll my card. We'll see if the special okay. is on my card.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Arsenal Tottenham, obviously, last game.
We would actually, as much again, because again, Arsenal spent a shit ton of money throwing shit at the wall and see if it sticks. We, because of the position we're in, we've all got 13 points, right?
Yeah.
The three of us have got 13 points, so I'd like to see a tie. I want to see a tie. I don't know if it's going to be a tie.
As a Liverpool fan.
As a Liverpool fan, I want a tie.
But hear that?
1-1-1. That gives them a point each. That will take them to 14 points. If we beat West Ham, that takes us to 15 points.
Yeah, but who do you think? Sorry, 16. What do you think is going to actually be the outcome there? Tottenham at Arsenal.
I'm not going to say anything but a tie because that's what I want. I want a tie. It should be. I mean, in all honesty, if I'm going to be honest, I'd like to see Tottenham pip him at the end and win, but I don't know. I don't want to see that. I want to see a tie. Right. But I think if you're going to put somebody at a win, if you're going to put them at a win, then I would take Tottenham over Arsenal. Where is it being played again?
Aston Villa.
North London Derby.
Oh, sorry, no. Mm. Oh, you're the getting other game the teams mixed up.
Okay.
Don't listen to me. That's North why London, I'm not on the mic.
Okay. North London Derby. Hopefully it's a tie. Hopefully it's a draw. However, I agree with Sharon. I think it's. I think Tottenham's going to pull that one out.
Tottenham over Arsenal.
And if you're a betting person, you're betting on Tottenham, you're going to come out with some money.
I think
they're more offensive minded, Tottenham right now. A little bit too offensive minded for them right now. However, against Arsenal, I think it's going to benefit them.
All right.
And the last game tomorrow before we get to Liverpool is Sheffield and Newcastle.
It should be Newcastle's, but...
Absolutely. Newcastle at Sheffield. Again, but Newcastle's coming off... When was Champions League this week? Did they play? No. They did. It was Europa and then Champions League. That was this week, yeah. Newcastle coming off of Champions League. Loss. Loss, so they're a bit deflated. This is the only thing I'm saying. They're a bit deflated off the Champions League loss, but Sheffield.
It should be Newcastle. Yeah, it should be 3 points to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would go Newcastle if I was going to place a bet on that one.
So now let's just bring it back home to Liverpool West Ham.
Okay.
We don't have the official starting lineup. Who's going to be?
No, Well, they're not going to put Trent in. They're still going to...
Why?
They're not.
He's injured.
Because of his muscle injury. Yeah.
It's a hamstring, isn't it?
So who plays for him?
The lineup hasn't gone out yet. It won't go out until early morning. But, I mean, everybody else. Van Dijk, yes, he played midweek in Europa, but this is his first game back. No.
Is it his first game back?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
No, it was his first game back midweek, but it's his first game back tomorrow.
We said that our expert would confirm. Thank you.
Yeah, in the Prem. Yeah, but he did play this midweek, and now he's back. Yeah, so he's back tomorrow. Everybody else seems fine in the back lineup.
Does he have a song? Kanate.
Kanate.
Who, Verge?
Verge Van Dijk.
He's the center off. He's a number four. Watch him defend. And we watch him score.
Virgil van Dijk. He'll
pass the ball. Come as you like. Who is he? He's Virgil van Dijk.
That's very similar. He's Virgil van Dijk.
No, it's not.
It's Virgil van Dijk.
Okay, thank you. He's back as captain. Bex was rested during the week. He didn't play.
So he's good to go.
Yeah, Allison's good to go. He rested during the week. Again, it's
you're gonna have McAllister in there with.
I know we've got 4 wins. West Ham's got 3 wins. They've got 10 points. We've got 13 points. It's who he decides to put out, because I'm gonna be honest with you right now. It's only been a couple of weeks, but I'm sick and tired of coming back in the comeback kings in the 50th minute. I'm sick of it.
Done.
Sick of it.
I think this is
your first halves have been absolute bullshit.
Four of the last five games.
Brutal.
Four of the last five games.
Even your own manager to say WTF?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? That was a hot mess. You can't rely on going in the changing room and having your manager give you a pep talk to get you back out to get the job done. You can't rely. And especially going up again. When you look at who we've played in the last four games, we should have won it anyways, right? But you're going up against West Ham, right? They're knocking at the door. They're right behind us, right? They're out the top four, but they're right behind us. You cannot come out tomorrow relying on, well, in the second half, he'll make changes and he'll put in Nunez and he'll put in it in and in. No. Get it done in the first half. You have got the manpower to get it done in the first half, and they're not. They're absolutely not. And Jurgen and everybody else around the world that are Liverpool fans are sitting there sweating their asses off in the first 45 minutes because they play like shit. And we concede, and then we wait and see what happens in the second half. I don't want to spend the rest of the season going, oh, it's okay, we've got another 45 minutes.
So I'm looking at, yeah, I agree with you 100%. I'm looking at stats right now. And Liverpool obviously plays a better game overall. West Ham is just lucky. They play like old school. They just kick it up and hope for something. They kick it out in the field and hope for something to happen. Whereas Liverpool has way more control, way more passes, way more controlled crosses, less long balls, and attempts on target is less. This is interesting. Liverpool has less attempts on target than West Ham.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, all those stats don't matter. If it goes in, it goes in the first half.
The control.
If it goes in, it goes in. Liverpool can have, in the first half, Liverpool can have 75% possession and the other team can have 25%. But if they score, they score. And
yeah, this is telling me the stats here, team comparison, it's basically telling me passes like 556.8 per game. West Ham's 333.6. Liverpool has way more control over every game they've been in. They control the game.
Yeah, but they shit the bed in the first half. Since the Prem started, this is what we've seen. You and I, you know, weekend after weekend, we're watching and we're like, what the fuck? Even on, what was it, Tuesday or Wednesday, sorry, when they played midweek for Europa, you went down 1-0 to who? Pardon me?
Who?
1-0 to who? When when everybody's predicting you're going to walk away with Europa. You come back in the second half and he makes changes and you score three goals. Brilliant. We are the comebacks. We are the kings of comeback. One night in Istanbul, right?
Of course.
2019, right? Fucking Wijnaldum, Origi, Wijnaldum, Origi, like Jesus, like.
We're gonna look at my card when I come back.
Yeah, it. That's who we are. That's what we're known for. But I don't know. It frustrates me. Every weekend, every game they play thus far, it frustrates me. Because we're sitting there waiting for the comeback to happen, and one of these days it's not.
But when you play in Europa, you're not going to start your starting 11 that you're starting tomorrow. You're going to start, you start Bendok, you start Gravenbach, you start the kids, and they still came out. You just put the boys out there late, Diaz, and Nunez late, and they come away with the win. So how else do you start?
I mean.
That's going to happen with the kids is what I'm saying. So you're looking at going to the comeback kids. They do this and that. But in those games, they start a 17-year-old 20, and three 21-year-olds. Of course you're going to do that. Okay, we need to win, so let's put our actual starters out there in the 70th minute. Okay, we went to Lask. We went to Poland and came back with the Poland. Wasn't it Poland or Austria? I still don't know.
Yeah.
I still don't care. And you came back with a 3-1 victory.
So this is the group stage, though. You can't be complacent. And this is only – Europa is just the group stage. And I don't know what – I mean, you watched the game.
Yeah, you don't need to.
We've watched all the games. And, I mean, how many times? And it's only been, what, week? We're into week five? And you and I wake up, you know, we're in Canada here, so we're a bit behind, not too far behind. But we wake up, you know, last weekend we wake up at 7 and watch yeah. the game. And I'm like, are you fucking joking me? My one day to lie in. And I'm getting up early, as I do. I'd get up at 5 a.m. if they were playing yes. at 5 a.m. But it's frustrating. And I get up and I walk. I can't. It frustrates me. And I don't know what it is that's happening. But they've got to get over that. They've got to stop relying on the substitutions and the pep talk from Klopp in the change room before they come out in the second half.
They're not losing, though.
I know they're not. I know they're not. But it's frustrating as a fan.
They're
right?
Not,
to,
they're,
to, yeah, I just...
It smells like farts in
there. Your dad's gross.
Their depth right now is one of the best I've seen it in a lot of years. Their depth...
I will say, compared to last year... compared to last year, I will say that outside of the rough start in the first halves, I will say...
Guys, let me just say, I hope the recording studio is recording this, because this is some of the best content we've ever got on this podcast. So, thanks for listening.
I will say that, yeah, first half's not been great. Second half has been way better. In that second half, and the way they are playing... It's the Liverpool pre-2022 season, if you get my drift. I don't know if you get my drift. I like it. And I'm like, okay, the boys are back. All right. Got it.
All right. Yeah, all right.
I'm just getting the limelight on but, the camera.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to say I really like this Liverpool squad a lot. Like, I mean, I thought I would miss some of the... What's his name?
Henderson?
Hendo. That's another thing, too. The whole
miss him. However,
the whole midfield is new.
The midfield, if you... Like, I was just looking at those stats from last week and the week, and they're the same every week. They control the ball. I agree with you. They're allowing those early goals.
This midfield, we haven't had this midfield since number 8. Seriously.
Or the back four for a long time.
Back four.
So it starts in the back.
Since Skrull and Anger.
The back four. But we didn't have the goalie that we have right now back then.
What, Pepe?
No.
Yeah, but even him and himself, he's made some brilliant saves in the last few games. Like,
then that's the difference.
Yeah, what was it like last weekend? Was it 1-3 in a row? Hit, and then smacked it out?
If you're
like,
it's insane. Pick a goalie in the world, any
he is the
goalie.
Best. He is the best in the world.
Would you pick any other goalie for Liverpool?
Because he is.
No, he's...
Even those Man City guys?
No.
His rival, the guy that starts for fucking Brazil?
He has no rival.
I know.
Because
he's a monster.
He's been playing at the highest level.
He looks like he's 7 foot when he's in the net.
Highest level of athletic ability and play.
He gets
in all of sport for the last how many years now?
We're at home.
Why can't buy an Allison jersey? I would wear a green long sleeve jersey you can't buy
it. Do
you
know what his salary is?
He should be the highest paid. That's a good point.
No, he's
he
not.
Probably gets paid nothing.
I know Salah's won
seriously,
a lot of games
nothing.
For him. But he saved more games and, in a sense, won more games for them.
Well, he won that one. Remember when he came up and headed
he
it?
Sent him
was
the
that
Champions
against
League.
West Ham?
That was... No. I don't think it was West Ham. That was in lockdown. That was 2020.
Yeah, he sent them in the Champions 21. League that year. How come I don't know his contract?
I know. I don't know.
Okay, well...
Anyways.
Can we look at my card before...
Quickly,
okay,
before
yeah.
she goes.
Okay. This is what I have tomorrow. Here. So, Aston Villa against Chelsea to win, plus 280, and then a draw in Brighton and Bournemouth, plus 425. So, I laid $50 to win 1,000... $20.18. Here, you can look at it if you want. Tell me what you think about that. And we'll show you on camera, so we're not bullshitting. See what the insider has to say. Guy, this is a good card. Even if you lost $50, I would say,
about that. No, I would say Brighton is going to beat Bournemouth tomorrow. But anyways.
Their favorite, but I can't see either team having the offense. They don't have
Brighton's
that.
Brighton's playing well right now, Keenan.
Yeah, I'll they're just. To
I would not. No. I mean,
we're gonna decline from
that's answers. Okay. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I would say Brighton would beat Bournemouth tomorrow. I know they've both got a point to prove, but still, I mean, Brighton is just behind again West Ham. Top 7. Chelsea, Villa. Yeah, I mean, it would be brilliant if they could, because that would just be a kick in the further kick in the teeth to Chelsea after all the money they've paid.
But you're saying you wouldn't pay money, you wouldn't bet money on it.
I would not, because historically what happens is, like we saw with Man U today, even though it was a 1-0 win, they've been shit in the bed for weeks now.
Come on, Burnley.
And they pulled out a win. Chelsea's been shit in the bed. I think they're going to pull out a win tomorrow. Anyways, that's just me.
We'll see.
That's just me. Okay.
That's what our new insider's name is. Just me.
Just
Let's
me.
Call in just me.
Just me.
Shazmack,
just me.
There
right.
you go.
Okay.
This is our inaugural.
Thank you.
Overwinded podcast here. People coming in out 2 minutes more. Maybe we got a couple more minutes. Going way too long then. Been chewing on that for a while.
You have to upload it. I don't even know if our producer's capable of uploading videos on YouTube, but we'll see. Like I said, guys, we need an intern.
Our producer has very successful very videos on YouTube. Just check out the graduation homecoming wiener dog one. It has 30 million views all over the world. Expecting another cash payout from that video.
Oh,
expect at the end of the month.
Well, we got a cameo with the beagle, but we never got to see the
award-winning wiener dog.
How old the wiener dog is? She's a classic on this show as well. No, you're the one that was saying, "Oh, you only want to do 2 more minutes." But who cares?
Of English football, yeah.
Oh,
I'm gonna get some NFL before you get too drunk to talk here.
You don't know who you're talking to here. D-Mac on the mic. We're just getting started here, boys. Okay. Since the co-host is kind of getting a little ghosty on me, I guess, since you don't want to talk about anything else, let's get into the NFL tomorrow. And before we start...
Before we start, we gotta talk about Thursday night football.
What?
Thursday night football, okay? Guys, I'm a Giants fan too. I love the G-Men. But these guys are jokers, okay? They're not gonna cover any spreads for you. They're not gonna cover any overs, any unders. These guys are jokers. Save all of your money. Just pass on any giant bets this week. Pass. I'm telling you guys. These guys have probably going into last year, I think I've consistently lost money for probably 8 weeks now on the fucking G-Men. The only thing they got going for him is the head coach. The rest of the team is jokers. Darren Waller, oh, big game changer. No, he's fucking done 3 years ago. Now Saquon's out.
Oh, it's just a nightmare for these guys. They're in worse shape than the Jets. Saquon's done? Are you kidding me? Then they're done. They have no defense. Please, no defense. Somebody name me the middle linebacker for the fucking middle linebacker right now for the Giants. Okay? And these guys fucked me in fantasy the past 3 weeks too. Scored 1.2 points and 3 points. So everybody in fantasy too, if you're dumb like me, fucking drop the Giants right now and pick up like Browns defense or Atlanta defense for free. It's better than these fucking jokers, okay? Thank you. I just got that off my chest. G-Men, they're going to finish bottom of the division this year. Sorry, but it's the truth. Hot take. And we got our fucking defense. Bronco D, because really that's all it is, because there's no offense. We have the Bronco defense going in the fucking hot Miami, taking on fucking lefty Tua, and the fucking, they got real good defense, and they got a potent offense too. I think the Broncos are in trouble. I think if the Broncos hold the fucking Dolphins to like 30 points, then we can stay in this game, but the Dolphins' offense is just too good. They're just going to score too many points, and the Broncos are going to be in the fucking division 3-0, and we're just going to be out of it just like that because we have fucking such a bullshit start to the fucking season.
Well, I am going to not shock you and tell you I disagree. I
want you to.
The AFC East is actually a joke. They're not as good as they think.
If Randy Gregory gets his hands on Tua,
and it's going to happen more than once. Our division, the AFC West is the toughest division in football.
It is.
I'm just telling you that. Kansas City and Chargers are two of the best teams in the league. They can win every week. They're tough to beat every single week.
You list the players on those two teams, and then you start putting some of the Bronco players in some of those teams. They're the best players in the league.
Then the Broncos have to go up against those guys.
Justin Simmons, Joey Bosa, fucking Tua's
gonna
Kelsey.
Tua's going to get picked 3 times. The AFC East division as a whole, their defense is suspect. And every time any of those teams, I don't have the stats in front of me right now. I'm not going to spill stats on you like that. I hate when it gets blah, 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 blah stats.
Those fucking guys that get paid to fucking do that shit.
It is what it is. The stats are there. I've been on all the TikToks and stuff this week.
You guys read all the stats.
I've seen all the stats there. AFC East is overrated. As you can see with the Bills, they're overrated. The Bills, the Dolphins,
Josh Wentz,
overrated. You're gonna
Josh Wentz.
Yeah, you're gonna see it
leading the league in turnovers.
The
past 3 years.
The Broncos, tough two losses last few weeks. They could have won both games. They should have won both games.
You look at the whole league, propaganda.
I'm still fucking bitter against the goddamn bad calls. It's bullshit calls. I don't know what the
hell. I am. Nobody looks at our fucking record. It's the same thing as last year. 0-2. Guys, we just lost two fucking tight games on two field
goals.
They've
lost
in the last seconds of the fucking game.
Broncos
same
have
shit as
Broncos
last
have lost
game.
More.
Not like the Giants, not like the Jets.
Broncos have lost more like tight games in the last two seasons now than twice as many teams in the league. However, if you just track matchup to matchup, going up against the Dolphins, you're thinking that I think the defensive line from the Broncos is going to run all over their O-line. Their O-line's a joke is what I was trying to get to, saying that the defense, the team that they play every other week in the East is a joke. Those defensive teams in the East are mostly a joke. So that the Broncos, they're coming up against a team that they're not ready for. They don't know how to deal with our defense. Our defensive turnovers tomorrow are going to be in our favor. That's how we went. Defense is going to win the game tomorrow. I'm not expecting the offense to beat them. I'm expecting the defense to beat the Dolphins tomorrow. That's what I see.
I agree, and I hear this a lot. All Dolphins defense is stacked. Who do you know on Dolphins D?
They're an average defense. At best, they're an average defense. They're average defensive line at best. Our O-line,
that's what
Wilson is going to have more time than he's had in a long time tomorrow.
It's an O-line game versus D-line game. It's a trench. This game is a trench game. It'll be one in the trenches. Devontae Williams, two rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's Sean Payton way. If we're in the red zone, it'll be play action or fucking a draw right to fucking Williams.
The way Sean Payton coaches is, he put some plays in there last week that the Dolphins are expecting this week that they're not going to see. He's always two or three games ahead of what you think is going to happen. This hasn't happened. This is he coaches like Mike Shanahan did. He always puts some plays in there. He's always thinking two or three games ahead. He's looking down the road. Broncos fans haven't seen this in a long time. The way he coaches, his style, way he coaches is he's always thinking ahead for the next game. He's thinking like he's going to the Super Bowl, so he's always planting seeds in the opposing team's heads that, you know, he's tricking them. He's setting them up for a play.
Got in there. You're exactly right. And speaking off that, I've seen in the past 3 weeks, he's been running a fake zone jet.
Right.
It's a fake zone jet where they show motion to the wide receiver comes across, and then they hand it off to Javonte Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He's setting up for a big fucking 30, 45-yard play to Jerry Jeudy or Cortland Sutton for a fucking zone jet. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see a fucking jet sweep this week in Miami. I'm telling you right now, it'll be Jerry Jeudy, jet sweep to the right. They'll fake it to Williams, and Wilson will give it to Jeudy, and he'll take off down the right side of the field. All it takes is one or two of those plays
to work, and then that's going to set up the running game even more, and then it's going to start clicking.
Fucking
Beagles crack that thing, eh? Those things are not supposed... They're not breakable.
This fucking beagle.
Goddamn John, that son of a bitch.
Do you want to go through all of them? Well, we might go through the big market. Let's talk about the big market team.
Okay, Chargers and Vikings. No, early
Jets
game.
And Patriots.
Oh, Jets and Patriots. That's a big market game? Where? In New York?
Yes. Big time. You want to, New York broadcasting stations, the guys that get paid fucking all the big cash? Yeah, they get paid to talk about the Jets and the Giants. So, we're talking about the Jets, okay? Rodgers is out. What do you think about Wilson?
He's shit.
He is.
He's dick. Zach Wilson?
Okay, thank you. Finally have a mic so I can say this. New York Jets, if you're going to start Zach Wilson, can you please give me a job?
Yeah.
Honestly. Can you guys look at the CFL or something? What's the deal here? And, guys, I listen to the New York stations because, big Yankee fan, so we have to kind of talk about this. What is the deal with the Jets? They have no fucking quarterback. They're going to put Garrett Wilson in? Are they going to go get one of these guys? I don't care, but, I kind of do because it makes no fucking sense. Are they going to go get fucking Colt McCoy or Matt Ryan out of the booth or... Whoever,
Brett Favre, he might be available still or something.
Oh, seriously.
Or Tom Brady was seen in Jersey, too.
Yeah, seriously. But they have one of the best defenses in the league. Their defense is fucking badass.
Again, I'm going to tell you, the AFC East is a joke. They're not that good.
And the Patriots, if you look at this line, they're giving the Patriots serious respect in this game.
Because it's the AFC East game, they're actually a shitty division. They're weak division.
Are the Patriots a good team?
No, but it's an AFC East matchup.
The Jets are saying that the Patriots are a good team right now.
Because they're both shit. Are you kidding? They're both actually weak against any outside the division. They're both
both suck. They're horrible. Bill Belichick,
so
fucking retired.
Going into the Bills versus the Commanders, Bills are minus -6. Where's that?
On the spread?
Yeah.
Ooh, fucking Josh Hurst. I'm done with the fucking Bills too, guys. Until they fucking prove to me that they can actually fucking do something, I'm fucking
the
done.
The game's in Washington.
Well, I hate the Redskins too. I don't know why, but I hate them because there's some kind of hatred there with the Broncos that I forget. Or I just hate the Redskins. I hate them.
Well,
isn't there an old rivalry?
I think their defense, from what I saw last week, can beat the Bills.
Yeah, Chase Young.
Yeah. I think the Bills' defense. Their defensive line is going to get all over Josh Allen. It's going to be a joke. They're going to see tomorrow why what I'm saying, the AFC West, the AFC East, is not that good. They're overrated. Their record is inflated because they play each other so much time. It's like a shitty division in hockey.
I don't know how these guys do it on the radio. They must have like a fucking... The catheter or whatever?
They pause it and they
edit
it.
How do you do a 3-hour show without going to the washroom?
They edit it. They pause it. And they,
well,
because
I'm
they
not
never
a fucking... I didn't go to school with editing shit out, so...
They don't do it live. They never
it
do it live.
It takes fucking... You know how hard it is to edit it and get in
so
the exact
Bills
fucking
are gonna
time?
So Washington's a good take there. And then New Orleans at Green Bay. I'm not too sure about both those teams right now.
Yeah, I'd like to stay away from that one. The Saints are 2-0.
Yeah, Jordan Love's the real deal.
No, he's not.
I think he is.
No, the Packers are 1-1.
Jordan Love, his arm is accurate and strong. He can throw it down the field, and he's accurate.
Yeah, you know what? He's better than some of these fucking
shit
jokers that are coming in. Like,
you watch. I just watched some of the games last weekend. I was like, who's throwing that fucking ball? I was like, it's Love. Holy shit.
Yeah,
he fucking throws tight spirals.
Well, you know what? You can tell that he fucking...
Like downfield.
You can tell he was watching Rodgers. You can tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like Rodgers in
there. He does. Yeah.
He's not getting touched. He's getting tons of time.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about an offensive line?
You know what? He kind of reminds me... No. You know what? Can I say this? Is it because he's dark skinned? He reminds me of Jalen Hurts. Because he makes those throws and he has good pocket presence.
I don't know. Same with
Hurts. Hurts, he'll stick in the pocket as like long time. Kind of almost like Manning style, where as soon last second it collapses and then he'll break out.
You have to
not
watch.
Like Mahomes. Mahomes has no confidence in his O-line. He just breaks out when
he
has a
watch.
Pocket.
You have to watch.
As an old lineman, I'd fucking hate Mahomes. I'd be like, dude, why am I blocking
he's
for you?
Overrated.
You just break out of my pocket.
I will
for
tell
no
you
reason.
Right now, if I was starting a team right now, quarterback with young quarterbacks in the league, who would you take?
You know who do you think I'd say? I know exactly. It's such a fucking easy choice for me. Easy.
Really?
Easy. Oh, easy.
I'm tough not taking Jordan Love.
What?
Yeah. He's quick on his feet. He's accurate as fuck. And he can throw deep. over Mahomes?
The whole league. Okay.
Okay.
Think
who?
About this, please.
The whole league. Who am I not thinking about right now?
Lamar Jackson?
Well, no, I put him a bit older. I'm saying he's been around 5 or 6 years.
Like, please, Lamar Jackson with a good offense and an O-line?
Okay.
fucking run. So yeah, Mahomes is running his
fourth year. I was thinking first year. I was like thinking in my head like,
okay, first year guys. Yeah,
first second year guys.
He doesn't compare.
What's the guy in Jacksonville? What's Jacksonville's name?
Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. That's what I was thinking. Trevor Lawrence or Jordan Love.
I agree. Yeah, same with like the new guy at Trent Richardson and Andy.
Yeah.
Andy. Same with the fucking loser that was a first round pick in Carolina.
Well, those are the guys I was thinking of. Yeah, I wasn't thinking of like the sixth year guys best in the league.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of like young 1 or 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no compare. Yeah, he really is a step above.
Okay,
yeah,
but think of Jordan Love 3 or 4 years from now. Think of Trevor Lawrence 3 or 4 years from now. Are they going to be better than Lamar Jackson? I think so.
No. We're talking about Lamar Jackson. We're talking like quarterbacks like Michael Vick. That led the league in rushing yards as a quarterback.
He's better than Michael Vick. Was overrated. He just ran a lot, so he looked good. He didn't have
the accuracy. Michael Vick was not overrated.
Yeah.
For Atlanta, the guy could run for 85 fucking yards, and he played
for Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, exactly. But everybody forgets when he played for Atlanta. That's when he was actually good. That's who drafted him. He could throw at 85 yards like Rodgers with his left hand.
Not accurate.
Yeah. No. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
We're not talking NFL.
Michael Vick.
Not talking PlayStation right now. No. We're talking actual.
Yeah. Look up highlights right now.
No highlights.
The
Look
guy is a dog. He had one of the most accurate arms in the NFL. What?
Not a chance.
Oh my god. He had a fucking sniper.
One of the most accurate. No, not a chance.
He was a sniper. Michael Vick? Sniper.
No.
You know how hard he threw the ball? Oh my god. He's better than 75% of the quarterbacks that were ever in the league. Like,
not a chance.
Phillip Rivers and fucking Matt Ryan. Fucking all the 10 quarterbacks that the Broncos just had. Like,
yeah, they had like 11.
Osweiler and all those losers. Please. Give me a break. Michael Vick is one of the best quarterbacks, and he should have gone in the Hall of Fame if he didn't get fucked around with the dogfighting. Seriously, he doesn't get the credit he deserves. He's one of the best quarterbacks that ever played.
Chance.
He is. Tell me a quarterback that rushed better than him and read defenses as good as him. Maybe Elway. Maybe. Well, John Elway is the only one that would compare in my book. Could read a defense and then scramble out of it.
His best completion percentage year was one of his best years in 2010.
For Atlanta, right?
For Philadelphia in 2010, where he had 3,000 yards. He averaged 8.1 yards. He had 21 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. His longest pass completion was 91 yards. His percentage was 62.6%.
How long was his pass? 91 fucking yards, and you tell me he doesn't have a cannon?
Because the guy ran for the...
No.
He threw for that.
He did. He threw it 45. I've seen the replay. I know the exact play. It was a slot out. Wide receiver ran a fucking streak, and he bombed it. Wide receiver caught it at like the 50-yard line.
2011, he had 59% of his passes completed and he ran 3,300 yards, which is average these days. And he had 18 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. Who gives a fuck? These are shit stats. He's not even close.
Also, you're saying he's like Justin Fields?
Not even as good. At the end of the day, Justin Fields' stats are gonna be better than Michael Vick's. Completely overrated.
Oh my god, fucking strike me, fucking, oh my god. Justin Fields can't even throw it 20 yards.
Neither can Vic. He just ran. He should have been in the CFL. He would have been a Hall of Famer in the CFL. He wasn't an NFL quarterback.
Okay, that's it.
his stats aren't there. The effort wasn't there. The fact that he played that many seasons, 14 seasons, missed a couple.
Michael Vick, 88-yard passing touchdown.
Who cares?
Monday Night Football.
Who cares?
Let's listen to the audio, and then we'll show it to the co-host.
You can have those every week. Who cares? This is ridiculous.
Play from about the 12, and there is Vic, as you talked about, John, rolling and launching downfield for DeSean Jackson, who accelerates, caught the opening play, and all the way for a touchdown! 88 yards!
Okay, look. Who cares? This is an Aaron Rodgers bomb. Watch. Who cares?
He's inside his 10. He's inside his 10-yard line. He's on the 2.
He's wide
He's
open.
On the 2-yard line. That's 75 yards.
So what?
What do you mean? You just said you can't throw it.
One time.
Justin Fields cannot make that throw in his life if he's
He had
crazy.
All day in the world. The player was basically wide open. He better make that pass.
Oh.
He better make that play. He has all day long to
no,
make that pass.
Fucking Josh Hurts doesn't even make that 75-yard
Jalen
throw.
Hurts, yeah, he does.
No, Josh
does.
Hurts. No, Josh Hurts.
Josh
Allen.
Hurts in Buffalo, yeah.
He doesn't even make
yeah,
that throw.
They both
no.
Do. Like, I don't
and
know what football you're
your
watching.
Boy fucking Jordan Love ain't making that fucking throw for fucking 5 years.
He doesn't have to make that throw.
Well, yeah, I agree. He doesn't. Because you have his good O-line that fucking Aaron yeah. Rodgers left him. But anyways, is there any other games that you... who cares about the fucking Packers anyways? God damn. Since so much time in that game.
Well, you did because you... Are you jail?
Well, fuck.
Well, there's nothing really exciting tomorrow.
I was an O-lineman, so... I was always
Atlanta and
always
Detroit.
Taught to protect the quarterback.
Atlanta, Detroit. Detroit's only favored by a field goal, but they're going to easily win that one. Titans at...
No, I don't know about that. Atlanta, I told you, Atlanta is a sneaky, sneaky good. Bijan Robinson? You ever heard of him?
Not till now.
Running back for Atlanta? He's fucking good. He looks like...
Hey, time's getting on here. This is way too long.
Yeah, we're going through, but yeah, we're almost done. Anyone else you want to go through? Well,
Houston Texans at Jacksonville, no bet there. Patriots at Jets, we already talked about that. Indianapolis at Baltimore.
Damn dog, we gotta go for a shit.
Yeah, dogs have to go for.
That means D-minus 10 minutes on the audio. Psh, psh, psh,
psh. Chiefs, how about, okay, Chiefs and...
I was looking at that too, your boy there, Justin Fields. No chance. 12 and a half, 2 touchdowns.
Again, you know what?
I don't touch that game, though.
Sick of the Chiefs. They're so overrated. They're so beatable. If they don't get the calls, if they don't get those goddamn... If they could get... If somebody could call some holding calls in their offensive line for once?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Stop it. Mahomes isn't Superman. He's only Superman because they're not calling holding on him. It's fucking sickening. And even on their tight ends, the holding calls are not called. It's ridiculous. It's so frustrating to watch.
I was watching a fucking a wire tape because if you go on the NFL on the YouTube, they released all like top 10 and like all the wired up shit. And I was watching a John Gruden fucking wired up thing. And he says on sideline, this is like 2-3 years ago when he was coaching the Raiders. He's like, that's fucking holding. Are you fucking kidding me? Why didn't you call that and fucking Mahomes and those fucking idiots?
Yeah.
And that was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's been the same for fucking since he's been out of the league. Me neither. Did they pay them off or what is it?
I don't know.
They're like, what's his fuck? The commissioner of the league.
I'm thinking of the NBA commissioner, but it's like he's a Chiefs fan.
You can watch three games tomorrow in the NFL. You can watch three games. You can start tomorrow and watch 1 o'clock, watch three games, and it's like you're watching three different fucking leagues. By the time you get to Sunday night, there's no calls. Starting early in the early games, it's like the refs don't think anybody's paying attention, so they have all these bullshit calls. And then by the time you get Sunday night, they know that everybody's watching. So now all of a sudden you get the holding calls and shit on Sunday night. It's like...
Not even that everyone's watching. It's that they know that, okay, the 8:20 game on fucking Sunday night, everyone who lost their money is trying to make their money back on this game. Including the fucking loser refs.
Yeah.
So if they lost their money and there's some big upsets, then you know that the fucking Sunday nighter is going to be bullshit. You know, but saying that, there's no chance that the crap shoot Bears go into KC and even score two touchdowns.
Yeah, okay. I take those points.
No.
They're not that shit.
The Bears?
Yeah.
They're fucking garbage. Mm. Can you name one player on their team?
Justin Fields.
Who else? They are the worst team in the league right now. Okay. Telling you right now.
All
right,
I'm just about done.
Well, maybe the Cardinals are worse, so. But yeah, I think we're getting close to the end of the show here, guys.
The show.
You didn't want to say anything about the fucking Red Wings before we cancel?
No, let's do a separate one with the Red Wings in the next few weeks before the season starts, maybe.
Okay, yeah, sure. So, yeah, guys, you hear that coming up from our pro NHL insider co-host.
Red Wings are looking good this year. They're going to be very competitive. The Red Wings are going to knock off some teams in Toronto, some teams in Boston are in deep this year. They've stuck with their same lineup and added some dumb players, whereas Red Wings added some young, competitive players. So it's going to be fun this year. I'm very, very excited for Detroit Red Wing fans.
Stevie Y franchise, baby. Oh.
I love how he's built from the goaltending to through the defense. Awesome. And then he has some young wingers up and some young three centermen. We have, let's do a whole show on the Red Wings because.
Oh, yeah. We're coming.
I was listening to the Mick.
We're coming for the Toronto neck this year. Look out. You guys think you're winning the fucking cup? You got to get through us first.
Leafs and Bruins. Well, I don't know. They might make the playoffs because Tampa's going to fall off this year. The Bruins are going to fall off this year. So I think like the Ottawa and Detroit team are up and coming, and they're going to surprise a lot of people. Ottawa and Detroit are not falling over this year. They're going to be tough to beat.
I agree. And hey, we haven't even looked at the stats yet. Well, we might take a peek at it, but we haven't given you enough look to give you some insight on. So next show, that coming for you.
All right.
NHL special coming soon. Thanks for watching.
See ya.
Keep it easy. Doo-doo-loo-doo. What's the end there?
Doo-doo.
Yeah, okay. What do I usually say to you? Oh, yeah. Adios, amigos. Okay? Been too long. Thanks, guys. See ya.